Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, it's a great day in Colorado, and welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Devin Shrum, who's a mortgage loan originator with Spire Financial. Devin, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Excited to be chatting with you today.
Yeah, I am as well. I love learning new things from people because it never ceases to amaze me that you just pick up a little nugget of knowledge from someone, some little phrase they say. And even weeks later, I'll hear myself saying something like, oh, hey, I learned that from someone on a conversation. So I'm really excited to talk to you and learn about your experience in the industry. Get us started with your story and your background. What got you into the mortgage industry in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, really what got me here, I've had this conversation a lot, especially with the younger folks, like my family, cousins, younger siblings, but grew up in the mortgage industry, actually, and really didn't have any interest in it at first, going through my undergrad, but met some guys that I just really saw a life that I wanted to emulate. And this is their vehicle for money. And sure enough, got into it and just found a lot of passion in what I do and really grateful for that. But I would say it was more the people that I was with and the job necessarily that brought me into the industry. And then just feel really grateful that ended up really just really enjoying this whole world as a whole of real estate. So in the right spot with the right people. And it's been a fun journey thus far.
And how many years have you been in the mortgage industry?
Yeah, so next February will be the 7-year mark that I've been same company, over here, over at Spire. And I was actually a real estate recruiter to start initially, which is a good stepping stone into the industry for sure. 7 years coming up here soon.
Yes, that, and you've weathered some highs and lows, and that's really amazing. I'm sure you can talk to your clients and say, hey, rates are up, so here's what we need to do. Rates are coming down, here's what we need to do. And there's never a it's always a moving target, and there's never the perfect time to buy or the perfect time to whatever. You just need to go, hey, I need to buy a home for the first time, or I'm relocating, I need to buy a home, and make the best decision. So when you have clients or prospects that are talking with you and they say, well, is now a good time to buy, Devin, what do you tell them?
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a great question too. And it's, I heard this from a realtor a long time ago, but it's people are either living, loving, or dying. And that's why real estate moves. And it's not necessarily market correlated or rate related. Is now a good time to buy? Is a great question. The right time to buy is whenever the right time to buy is for you.
Yeah.
Really when we start to look at the true benefit of owning real estate and the equity that comes with it, it's never the timing of the market. It's the time in the market that matters. So it doesn't really matter, when's the best time to plant a tree? Well, it's 30 years ago, but next best day is today. So, that's a lot of the talk and conversation as well of, it's not a get rich quick scheme, although it's felt like that with the appreciation that we've seen, in not too latter of years past year, but it's really, the right time is whenever the right time is. And again, it really is just about the time in the market, not timing the market. Timing any sort of market is definitely a fool's game. And that's kind of where the conversation goes with a lot of clients.
So I told you that a lot of times things jump out at you and you'll remember them for a while. So here's the first one from you. People are either living, loving, or dying. So I thought that was really, really awesome because it really makes sense. That's how real estate moves. If someone passes away, you might need to sell that house. If someone is getting divorced, you might need to sell that house. If you're having a baby or two or three, and now you need to get a bigger house. So life happens. These cycles in life means that you might need to move up, move down. You might have a family of four kids and they've all now gotten grown. You might need a smaller pace. So I think that that's a really insightful approach. And the thing that you said about when is the right time to buy, it really does zero in on what's the right time for you. And that puts the emphasis on the right place, your client. So what are some of the, when you're getting, working with a new client, what are you seeing their need, living, loving, or dying? What is some of those leading indicators that you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of it too, just with my social capital out here and my sphere, a lot of it is kind of the upgrading piece. I think COVID was a big part of that for a lot of people as well, especially those that were in apartments, just wanting a little bit more space, both away from people or being stacked on top of people and space within the actual home, in and of itself. So a lot of it right now is the upgrade piece, but it's still the same conversation. Even past clients, that are sitting on a ton of equity, it's, hey, is now a good time to buy is still a thought, that we all have, of course. And so a lot of it is really kind of, the what's next piece, still a good amount of first timers as well. First time buyers. Which those are always, I think, the most fun for sure. But, good chunk is kind of the upgrade piece, starting a family, bigger home, whatever it may be, investment property, second home, kind of that next piece in the equation to the real estate portfolio has been a big push with where the business is right now for me.
Yep. Yeah, I can see that. And it shows health in a market. I heard someone several months ago say, if you go and drive around town and you look around town and you see these cranes, the construction cranes, and the more cranes you see out and about, that there's vibrancy in that area. And it really makes sense. The more new build construction, the more cranes, the more, industrial things that are happening, it shows that area is moving in the right direction. So I think that's a huge piece. And it kind of also makes me think, if you look at the news and you hear about recession and inflation and, uncertain times, what about those headlines as it compares to real estate? Does that mean, oh, you should not do something? Or does it mean because of that, you need to do something?
Yeah. It has fascinated me, being in this industry as well. As far as the media goes, it's such a narrow channel and stream of information that, there's so much fear that gets put in, and a lot of, false fear really, that gets put in and put out by the media. And when you start to look at, recessions in real estate, that's been a hot topic, as of late as well. And if you look at 8 of the last 9 recessions, home prices have stayed strong and or risen through the recessionary periods. The only kind of blip on the radar was 2007, 2008. And that was the housing bubble that caused the recession. It wasn't the recession that caused the housing bubble.
Right.
So that's kind of an outlier, right, in and of itself. And I think that's really fascinating to people too, when you truly look at it. I think we're just so pre-genetically disposed to default to the negative with how our brains operate with protecting us that, we're looking for the fear or trusting the fear that's out there. While the herd is focused on the fear, there's a lot of people winning and doing some things that are truly increasing their net worth right now, through real estate. And that's kind of the most beautiful part of this for me is I get to be a small part of that and the debt management of just increasing people's net worth. So, recession in real estate do not correlate as a bad or scary thing, at all. And that's been a big, big topic as of late for sure.
And it could actually be an opportunity. Because you hear the stories about people in the last recession, this many multimillionaires were launched because they whatever, fill in the blank. But, you think about being offensive or defensive, and you could be defensive and say, I'm reading the headlines, so I'm just going to sit tight. In fact, I'm going to sell and go live in an apartment maybe this is the time to be offensive and say, you know what? This is the time to take advantage of and do it wise and make your wise decisions, always knowing your risk and opportunities. But I would just say that a lot of people have the misconception that if you hear bad news in the media, then that means, well, not necessarily. It means have a good, inner circle of advisors around you to say, what could this mean for me?
Yep, absolutely. I totally agree. And I totally hear you on that. And it's just very fascinating. But it's a hot topic, right? It's going up or down, it's trending, right? Rates or real estate market, housing crash, whatever it may be. You start to read of some of these articles, there's not really much substance in them, which is very interesting. So it's been a good reminder of just kind of, be careful where you get your information from and make sure they're original thoughts of your own before you're making any decisions.
100%. It's been said, don't follow the media, follow the money. How does that apply to the real estate industry?
Yeah, absolutely. A big thing that I was looking at too, last year, you know, this year, I should say 2022, 2020, 2021, you start to see a lot of these, you know, institutional investors as well, that come in and scoop up these homes. And when you really start to take a look at, you know, what is going on with the big money out there, they're still making moves and getting into real estate because it really is just, you know, a matter of supply and demand. And as soon as we see rates go back down, it's going to be a buyer pool that's targeting a still very limited inventory. And that's just been something that has been very fascinating to me as well. And, I think that's everything in life. Honestly, if you want the answers, go see what the money's doing out there.
You know, we could probably do another 4-hour conversation on that one phrase right there. I mean, for real, cause you know, I've been in seminars before on, you know, making, investments, you know, like the stock market kind of thing. And they will say, watch to see what the institutional money is doing. Because if the institutional money is buying this sector, that sector, it might be an indicator that you might want to do the same thing. Well, if you're seeing institutional investors in real estate doing one thing or the other, that kind of means like, well, maybe the water is pretty good. I don't need to sit back in fear. I mean, I think that's a great indicator, which would supersede headlines.
Amen. Absolutely. And it's just very true in a lot of different areas, industries, as you know, of course, but especially real estate as well. And so, yeah, that's definitely been another big topic of conversation, too, while we're starting to look at providing information to people, obviously, for making the best decisions for themselves. And that's the coolest part is, you know, we're just kind of the navigators here, especially on the lending side. But whoever's buying the home, they're the captain of the ship, you know, they're making the decisions. And, that's the cool piece as well is that, it is all your decision when you are buying something. We're just here to provide correct information and right information and help navigate.
So when you're working with a client, whether it's first time home buyer or, you know, move up buyer, what is some of the information you're helping to guide and educate them on that they typically say, wow, I'm not being told that. Wow, that's really interesting, great, makes sense information. Because I think a lot of times when they go talk to banks or lenders, they get the same old cookie cutter, whatever. But then maybe some of the things you've said, like institutional money and don't follow the media, I think you take a pretty a macro, really solid approach to the industry. So what are the kinds of things that you're guiding your clients on that they really appreciate being told?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think of first thing is really just kind of looking at, you know, true wealth creation through real estate. You know, we start to look at this market that is appreciating at a lesser rate. And I'm honestly grateful for that too. It was so nutty for so long, that, you know, it's not sustainable when you're, you know, appreciating 20% in some areas, year over year. And, you know, we start to look at even a way lesser appreciation rate, very, very small single digits, you know, anywhere from 1-5% appreciation year over year. And what would that do for your net worth and how would that build your wealth? And so, you know, we start to look at that and numbers, you know, start to look at them and, you know, 3-5 years down the road, we do a lot of 30-year fixed loans. It's a very, you know, common route, right? But a lot of these loans are more 3-5, maybe 7-year loans for most people, you know, whether they're upgrading, refinancing at some point, whatever it may be. And so then the question becomes, you know, it's, hey, if you're not getting into real estate or you don't want to get into real estate, you know, what are you doing to kind of set you up for building your wealth and generating wealth for yourself. And so, you know, it gets into those conversations too of, if that's not the right route, you know, that's okay, of course, but there's other ways to make money, but you know, how are you going to make money? And that's the cool thing about this industry too, is that, you know, it applies to so many people, you know, so many different types of income, different types of people that are out there. It really is very doable for a lot of folks out there. And so, you know, that's really what we kind of drill down into of, you know, what is the beauty of home ownership, right? Like why even do this, right? What's the benefit to you? And then it's really kind of numbers driven, which are very black and white. And obviously any temperaments and talents, convictions out there that people have, numbers are an easy way to communicate and have some understanding since they are black and white. So it's really just kind of looking at, you know, what is this going to do for you and how is it going to benefit you? And that's when the fun conversations, I think, really, really kind of take shape, if you will.
Yeah, it makes me think of like the old time example you hear, like, don't be an order taker. You know, anybody can fill out an application, like name, address, you know, anybody can do that. But when you can have the conversation with someone to say, okay, of course, we're going to do a great job. Of course, I'm going to give you the best rate, all of those things. But assuming that we do that the right way, let's talk a little bit about your future and your wealth and how you can use real estate to enhance your wealth. In fact, you know, we don't get any benefit for this, but we can refer you over to financial planners or CPAs. Mm-hmm. And I think that when people hear that, they realize that you are consciously placing yourself in, you know, a hub and spoke, like you're part of a team and you're not just trying to milk everything out of that transaction and you're caring for them as a person because you're thinking 30,000 foot view and beyond.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a big part of our kind of annual mortgage review with our clients too. Always checking on financial advisors and if people need any or want any introductions to, you know, folks that we know that are good. It all coincides with itself. You know, we're a small part of the bigger picture. And that's a fun piece too, is that, you know, you do things right. And owning real estate is one piece of the equation for a lot of folks to get to where they want to get. And you know, connecting them with the right people. If they don't have the right connections or want other connections, it's you know, that's the fun part as well. It's all about tying our folks to our social capital. And that's kind of the beauty of the world and how we march on and all grow together.
I love it. Well, Devin, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. If someone is listening to this thinking, you know, let me learn a little bit more and reach out and connect with Devin, what is the best way they can do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely, you know, chatter one-on-one, everyone's story and what their needs are definitely different. So I'm just going to give my cell phone number out as well. Call, text, whatever's best for you. And number is 720-495-9339. And again, that's my cell phone and open at any point for anyone that does want to have a conversation, you know, second opinion, whatever it may be. I just, you know, love getting good information to people. And that's what I'm here for.
Excellent. Well, Devin, thank you so much for coming on today. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, likewise, Mike. I appreciate it. And I really, really do, man. I love what you guys are doing with this podcast as well. And it's just awesome to be a part of it with you.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.